Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 8, 2023. Choose connection. Question: if one friend lacks the force of bestowal and the second one lacks the force of reception, then how can they balance each other? Answer: they need to work together. It does not matter what force prevails in whom, bestowal or reception. The main thing is that they are connected with each other and with the general group. Then they will see what they need to do to create such a field, that is, a clue for the revelation of the Creator. Question: how can both forces be balanced in order to make a choice in the direction of light? It often happens that one force is greater than the other. Answer: we must always choose the side of bestowal and connection. This is our main task, this is where we need to be. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 28, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. Adapt to new conditions. Comment: according to Kabbalah, a person must change his nature. But it is not his fault that he developed in a completely different, egoistic way. My response: who is asking him at all? There are necessary and sufficient conditions, like in mathematics. That is all. After all, I am not asking, why was I born like this? I can scream as much as I want, but it will not help. There is an upper plan, it is higher than me, I do not understand it. Is nature changing its system of relationships between us now? Yes. It does not ask us. If you want, adapt to it. If you do not want to, you will become extinct like the dinosaurs. Why did they become extinct at their time? They did not adapt to the new conditions. The same thing happens to us. Question: but the change itself does not depend on the person. He cannot bring himself to do it, can he? Answer: what do you mean he cannot? He is given conditions that he can fulfill. This is evolution. The same evolution is happening to us, and we have to adapt to it. What does evolution mean? When some conditions change and your organism has the ability to adapt to them, then you gradually change yourself in this way. How have we changed over the course of history? Can you compare yourself to a primitive man? You have no idea how much you have changed. Of course, you basically have the same organs, but they work differently. The brain, the heart, and all the skills are completely different. I think even our eyes see in a slightly different range, and our ears hear in a different range. Previously, a person probably captured both ultra and infra waves. He felt vibrations with his body that you do not feel. Like animals that run away from a tsunami or earthquake beforehand by feeling low frequency waves coming from underground, so we once felt it. I talked to Bedouins living in the Sinai. They determine by a cloud or by a flying bird that there is a bus 50 kilometers away coming in their direction. And indeed, soon it arrives. We are transforming and changing all the time. This is evolution. At the moment it is quite sharp, both psychological within a person and social around a person, as well as climatic and natural. All three parameters, me, society, and nature are changing, and we can adapt to them. In principle, they change in order for us to adapt to them and move to the next level of our development. Nature will force us anyway. It will force us no matter how, even by a stick to happiness. Therefore, it is better for us to obey, accept these conditions, and begin to adapt to them like a child who first acts, and then becomes smarter from this. But he acts instinctively. Disassembles, assembles, and understands. Try to do the same and then you will start to understand and become higher. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Mind is in Action, August 19, 2011. The day we die, the wind takes away our footprints. Question: from a letter. Here are some lines from a Bushman folk song, The Way We Die song of the Southern Bushmen. The day we die, the wind comes down to take away our footprints. The wind makes dust to cover up the marks we left while walking. For otherwise the thing would seem as if we were still living. Therefore the wind is he who comes to blow away our footprints. Why does European civilization want so much to leave behind some kind of corporeal trace, things, cities, works of art, and books? Why is it important for us to be remembered? Why are we so afraid to disappear without a trace? But people who live in harmony with nature are not afraid. On the contrary, they say, our footprints should disappear. Why does it happen like this? We really want to leave our monuments. Answer: egoism. It is our egoism. It forces us to take care of ourselves, the immortal ones. Question: don't we die after death? Answer: yes. If I could put up such a monument, a column, that would stand forever, I would not be afraid to die. That is, I continue to live through it. Everyone will see and know it, and they will not be able to destroy it even if they want to. The monument will be such that it will be eternal. And on it, on the pedestal, I will stand proudly. Question: don't we even think that I will not be there, but a monument will be there? I will be there, right? Answer: yes, it means that I will be there. For a person, this is everything. What else? My body. It is clear to me what will happen to it. However, to be depicted in stone like this, eternal, respected, and wise, this is anything but simple. Question: does it mean that egoism is indestructible? Both before death and after death. Is it something unimaginable? Answer: egoism is higher than death, it is a force of nature. It is against the Creator. There is the force of the Creator and egoism is against him. Question: so what chance do we have to become such bushmen? Answer: we alter our egoism, we change it. Question: from what to what? From this eternal one. Answer: yes, we give it eternity. Do you want eternity? Be my guest. Do you want perfection? Not a problem. Fame? Anything you want. But to do that, you have to change. Question: what should I turn into? Answer: from the rejection of the other to the love of others. It is this process that a person must go through. Moreover, he, by himself, needs to understand it, go through it, and finish it. Comment: but there are sparks of this understanding at the moment a person passes away. He understands that I will not take this with me. There are many different stories. My response: it is all literature. After all, a person remains with the idea that my actions will remain after me. Instead, he has to come to the idea that nothing is important to me, just to leave everything to others. Comment: so, am I leaving so that everything remains to others? I do not need anything anymore. No monuments, nothing. My response: nothing. Comment: there was such a movie, it was called All Remains to People. My response: I wanted to say that too. Comment: it was a socialist, communist movie. I even remember that Chkuzov was playing there. My response: yes, Chkuzov. Such a noble man. In fact, ideally, the person should pass away like that. Comment: as we know, this did not disappear together with communist ideas. My response: it is clear that it will not disappear because egoists were at the head of these ideas. Question: and if we put a Kabbalistic meaning into it, what would it look like? Answer: it would look like Kabbalah. Question: what am I doing with this egoist in me? Answer: I am converting him into an altruist. Question: why did it not work out there, but it will work out here? Answer: first, we have already become disillusioned with all the previous isms and other theories. That is first. Secondly, we understand that otherwise we will not be able to exist. We must understand that only in the correct connection between us, which will become the basic law of society, is our future. Question: wherein this is the upper force that you talk about all the time? Answer, it is in the fact that we created ourselves by trying to connect. If it is not there, this upper force, then we have not made it. Question, so we failed, and we have to try again and again? Answer, absolutely. Question, until when? Answer, until you make it. Question, how will I understand that I made it? Answer, when you see that this connection works between you and others. Question, how does it work then? Answer, you will look at the others and see that everyone wishes happiness to each other. I think we still need a long time to come to this. Question, but are we going toward this? Answer, this does not depend on us. Question, so, will this happen one way or another? Answer, this will happen, this does not depend on us. But we will have to see this. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leightman, June 29, 2023. Two spiritual languages. Hebrew and Aramaic are two spiritual languages that are spelled the same but pronounced a little differently. In ancient Babylon, both languages were spoken. But their origins go back to Adam. His first book, The Secret Angel, Raziel HaMalash, Adam wrote in Hebrew. Angel is a force of nature, and secret means that this force was hidden from us 3,700 years ago. Abraham wrote the book of creation in two languages, Hebrew and Aramaic, because they are interconnected and complement each other, one from the side of light and the other from the side of the vessel for the light. The great commentary and other books are written in the same language. Comment, but Hebrew letters are symbols that come from Kabbalah. My response, it does not matter where these languages come from. On one hand, people spoke them, and on the other hand, they corresponded to spiritual symbols because Kabbalists translated them into Hebrew and Aramaic. Language expresses a person's feelings, his ideas. There is no language that is worse or better. But if you have taken it as a basis, then you are already following it. Kabbalists did just that. And those people who wanted to study Kabbalah had to learn this language. Just like if you want to know a programming language, you have to go inside that language, mainly English. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Mother Tongue, September 21, 2011. There is a place for everything in the world. How many things in our lives do we take on faith without having the facts? We do not even realize how much we rely on what is going on outside. It is done purposefully and comes naturally. Thus, previous stages are worked out in us before the real attainment. Nothing in the world should be destroyed. Baha'u'llah writes that all religions must remain. And even at the very last stages of the development of humanity, when it will be able to see the whole picture of the universe, all religions and beliefs will remain in the culture anyway. Nothing should be destroyed. What dies, dies. What does not, does not. The question arises, when everything is revealed to man and the complete picture of the worlds is attained, will there be room for faith? Of course not. After all, faith is what I accept without verification, analysis, and without making sure of anything. This will no longer be the case. But Baha'u'llah claims, whatever they want will remain as culture. That is, everything should work out naturally. Man must go through all this, or he will not develop. You cannot drag him through a stage like through a class at school. He must gradually attain all this. Therefore, there is no violence in spiritual development. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Why do sects exist? August 27, 2011. See the entire universe? Question. After the Creator creates all the worlds, concealments, then in the very last, corporeal world, we do not feel Him at all. What does it mean that the Creator is not felt? What exactly do we not feel? Answer: in the corporeal world we feel ourselves as small desires that want to enjoy the microdose of the light that fills them. This fraction of light is perceived as life in our body and nothing more. And then, when we become acquainted with our potential through the science of Kabbalah, we are given a chance to gradually develop our desires and raise ourselves above them. This is called achieving the quality of bestowal through love of others. Thus, all our desires become more and more similar to the Creator, and in this state we can begin to understand Him, feel Him, and draw closer to Him. By becoming similar to Him, we can see the entire universe and all the worlds. From Kab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, July 16, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora: how can I overcome stress quickly? The best way to overcome stress is to deal with it in a group setting. When we are parts of a supportive and encouraging group that immediately starts discussing the cause of the stress and how to work with it, offering empathy and advice, we can then overcome the stress. That is the only real solution to stress, because it is indeed a solution. It is not merely an escape, nor is it a means of postponing the stress for later, but it is a way of working together with others on building understanding, awareness and an approach directly in relation to the cause of the stress. The group deliberation of the problem means that others understand the state of the person experiencing the stress, and they accordingly accept it upon themselves. If we raised a stressful circumstance in a supportive group discussion setting, then we come to understand that others accepted the problem upon themselves, which in turn provides us with the needed strength to overcome the stress. Moreover, we then come to feel that we received the stressful state precisely in order to pass it over to others. By engaging in it together with others and repairing the cause of the stress, we strengthen the overall connection of the group. Likewise, all the group's members gain from the resulting stronger connection. We can compare such a group approach to solving stress similarly to how an infected bodily organ starts sending an alert, like in SARS, to its hosting body, which then instantly comes to its aid and takes it upon itself to compensate for the organ's problem. By shifting the problem to the rest of the body, the individual organ gains the strength to restore its health, and the overall immunity of the body also increases. Such is the principle by which we can truly fix the cause of any stress. Based on Kab TV's I Got a Call: Drugs, Alcohol and Sex with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman, on July 29, 2011. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.